toes, tiddly-pom, how cold my toes, tiddly-pom, are growing.
When Pooh had finished, he waited for Piglet to say that of all the outdoor hums for snowy weather he had ever heard, this was the best. And after thinking the matter out carefully, Piglet said,
"It isn't the toes, Pooh, as much as the ears."
By this time they were getting near Eeyore's gloomy place, which was where he lived. And as it was still very snowy behind Piglet's ears, and he was getting tired of it, they turned into a little pine wood and sat down on the gate which led into it.
They were out of the snow now, but it was very cold, and to keep themselves warm, they sang Pooh's song right through 6 times, Piglet doing the tiddly-poms and Pooh doing the rest of it, and both of them thumping on the top of the gate with pieces of stick at the proper places. And in a little while they felt much warmer and were able to talk again.
"I've been thinking, and what I've been thinking is this. I've been thinking about Eeyore."
"What about Eeyore?"
"Well, poor Eeyore has nowhere to live."
"No, he has."
"You have a house, Piglet, and I have a house, and they're very good houses, and Christopher Robin has a house, and Owl and Rabbit and Kanga have houses, and even Rabbit's friends and relations have houses, or some things. But poor Eeyore has nothing. So what I've been thinking is, let's build him."